You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
When's the last time you had a physical, an actual, you go in for your annual physical? Have you done it within the last year?
I do it once a year. It's the whole once a year, go and get blood work and talk to them about your thoughts and feelings and all that.
Do they do anything else in the office besides talk to you?
Well, like what? Like a juggling act or something, or balloon animals?
I would take a juggling act.
They're very kind. I mean, I'd meet with the nurse.
If the doctor could do some impressions or something,
fun. You meet with the nurse beforehand. You talk about all the supplements you're on, if you're having issues with anything. She kind of puts everything into the computer, and then the doctor comes in.
Yeah, I mean, I've been around the block. I've had plenty of physicals in my life. That's why I'm wondering, because my doctor yesterday, my annual checkup, the extent of it was standing there talking to me for a couple of minutes, then putting a stethoscope to my chest and once on my back, breathe deeply, and then walked out of the room. And I'm like, that's my physical?
Oh, that's it, huh?
That's it?
Huh.
Okay.
Did you talk to anybody beforehand, the nurse situation?
I talked to the nurse, but I mean,
was there any concerns that you brought up?
No.
Okay.
But, I mean, you can't see it. I just felt like there should be a little more. In my history in the past, there's been a little more than just a stethoscope on my chest for 8 seconds and then out of the room. That's the annual physical?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to look in your ears, your nose, your mouth.
Did not look there. Did not look anywhere.
Little hammer to give you the reflexes on your knee? No hammer?
No. I'm telling you, stethoscope, 8 seconds, goodbye.
He had other things to do.
Yeah, I'm like, man, this is, on one hand, I'm like, great, I don't want to be there all day, and nobody likes invasive type of stuff in a doctor's office. That's great, but on the other hand, I'm thinking, this is supposed to decide whether I've got anything percolating inside.
Well, did you do blood? Did you draw blood?
Okay, so I'm going to get the blood test today. The only time they draw blood at the doctor's office is in the mornings, and I kind of have a conflict with that. So today I've got to go to one of the, a lab somewhere here in town and do that. But that also means you got to fast. And since the last time I ate was 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, it's going to be at least 1 or 2 o'clock today. So that's a pretty healthy. I'm just drinking water for about 20 hours.
Yeah, that's a long stretch. Well, that's where the risks are, and they can spot things in your blood.
I agree.
That's the big stuff. Your blood and urine.
But there's no urine.
They don't even do urine on you?
No, it's just a stethoscope.
They need to check to see if you're passing blood in your kidneys.
It's time for you a new
switch.
Doctor.
I want you to switch.
He's a good guy. I like him, but I feel like he just wants a buddy.
You need to switch.
You know what I got out of the doctor's appointment yesterday?
What's
a recommendation for another good restaurant.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's what he told me. He was telling me about another good restaurant, and I was like, well,
yeah, you probably should look around and find yourself an office that does blood right there while you're getting your physical done. That's what mine does.
Well, like I said, these do, but only in the morning.
That's weird.
And
too.
So I need somebody who will do blood at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. That's right.
Anyway, I just was curious about that. Let me enjoy my water this morning while you tell me about why you had to call the emergency people.
Well, we didn't end up calling. I'm trying to remember how this all played out last night. Nick and I were in our bedroom, kind of getting ready for bed, and our daughter comes running in, just like bawling and like kind of like hacking and holding her throat. And we're like, Nick Nack goes into full panic mode. What's going on? What's going on? And they rush over to the bathroom sink, and Lila's leaning over it, trying to throw up. And we got out of her that she was laying on her floor and messing with some sort of charm necklace or something. And the charm, there was a heart-shaped charm, slid off and into her throat as she's laying on the floor on her back. And down it went. And she swallowed it, apparently.
She swallowed a charm.
It was like, and so we're trying to be like, well, was it sharp? What did it look like? Where did it come from? How big was it, and she wasn't really being much help because she was in panic mode. And, I don't know if she was embarrassed or, whatever, that she swallowed this charm. So, it turns out it was not that big. We kind of found out what it was. But it did, instantly lead us to going to the pediatrician's website to look at the has your child swallowed a foreign object tab. Because we were like, do we need to go get an x-ray tonight and see if this thing needs to be removed? And we came to the consensus, fingers crossed, that this too shall pass.
Just poop it out.
I think so. It's funny when you go to this website, it talks about everything from toy parts, game parts, small buttons, rings, earrings, paper clips, teeth, pins, push pins, tacks, nails, screws, toothpicks. And a lot of coins made the list. So we essentially settled on objects that are smaller than an inch. You'll probably be okay. Smaller than an inch and not sharp. And then it goes back and forth on whether or not you need to check the poo or not. So I did tell Lila last night, I was like, that's going to be up to you to take a look at that situation and see your little charm.
She can examine her own.
Yeah. But, I will say for a good, 5-10 minutes, it was a back and forth of, is this...
I get it.
Is this a serious situation,
Is it toxic even?
Is it full of lead? Lead paint, asbestos?
What are we guessing? About 18 hours?
Probably. I would think so. I instantly went down and got her a big glass of water. I was like, chug this. And then I got her a piece of bread because she said she felt like it was still stuck in her throat. So I was like, eat the bread. It'll push everything down. Drink a bunch of water. And we'll see how this plays out tomorrow.
Are you sure bread was a good idea? If it was lodged in there, is that just going to back everything up even more?
I feel like that was a good food to like scrape down the esophagus. it was a hearty food.
I think the water was probably fine.
Well, she kept drinking the water and she kept saying, "It's stuck right here. It's right here." And she was pouring into the bottom of her throat. And I was like, "Well, let's get you some bread."
That might have been. I've heard before that it can just be a sensation.
If you swallow something like that,
it kind of bounces off your esophagus or whatever. And you feel like something is still in there,
get through to her, but she was still freaking out.
Unless this thing had some sort of little hook edge on it and was attached.
Supposedly, it was just a heart with like a loop on the top that the chain goes through. And so, trying to, of course, me, jokester, I'm like, laughing about this. And I was like, well, do you want me to go get the chain so you can swallow the chain too? And, when it does come out, you'll have a full necklace again.
Mm-hmm.